You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Elliot is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Zoe. Elliot, before we get into why you think you're getting ghosted and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Zoe?
Several weeks.
And in that time, how many times did you try to reach out to her?
Oh, only really twice. You know, I did the follow-up after our date. I followed up the next day and then didn't hear back. And then I waited sometime later in the week. I texted her one more time and was like, hey, you know, just checking in or something. I forget what I said. And then I left it. You know, I know the more times you text, the less chance you have of ever seeing that person again, kind of.
Tell us about your date with Zoe.
Yeah, so we were set up between mutual friends. I've always wanted to go indoor skydiving. Well, ooh. Actually, I've always wanted to go outdoor skydiving, but I thought I'd start with indoor. She thought it sounded fun, and we did it. And it turns out she was actually really nervous about heights. So it may have been a reluctant yes that I couldn't read through text. So we didn't do much of that. Then we just went to a restaurant and had a good conversation. I thought we clicked. And then I dropped her off at her house. You know, no intimacy, and haven't heard back.
How did she handle the skydiving part? Even though, like, she wasn't a huge fan, was she freaking out? Did she do it anyway? Was she cheering you on?
No, she was freaking out, but I thought it was like a fun freaking out, like, you know, like you're nervous before doing something. But then I think as I learned, she wasn't into it at all, and I didn't intend to make her do something she didn't want to do. You know, so I misread it, I guess.
You'd think that wouldn't be something that would be a deal breaker, though, necessarily. I don't know. Nina, would it be a deal breaker for you if a guy took you indoor skydiving and then you found out you absolutely hated the experience?
I want to say yes off the bat. However, it reminds me of the time where I don't do bridge jumping. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. I get scared. So there was a guy that I was with. We were all on vacation in Mexico, and he's like, come on, just do it, because I never would have done it otherwise. Mm-hmm. But I did it because he made me do it, and I was so thankful.
Really?
Aww. Yeah.
Okay.
So it ended up being a good thing because he made me face my fears. So, you know, it could be a good thing.
I should also add that I'm kind of hoping that's the reason, because I forgot to mention I'm also divorced. And that definitely came up during our dinner conversation. And, you know, that could potentially be a reason.
You were set up through friends, so she didn't know you were divorced before the date?
I don't know if you knew beforehand, but we talked about it during dinner.
It's a lot for a person to handle, I think. But if you communicate all of those things really well, then you can digest it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't mind me asking, since it's already been like 3 weeks, is there any like reason you really, really want to get a hold of her now? Like, it's been a hot minute.
you're not wrong.
No, you're not. Yeah, that's a good question, Victoria.
Yeah, I guess I've been in my shell since the divorce. And so this is like my first coming out of shell moment. And so you're probably right. I probably shouldn't be so focused on it, but I am.
But also the upside. even if you are focused on it, whether you end up dating her again, at least you'll know what the situation and issue was as you continue to move forward post-divorce life, right?
That's true.
Oh, positive spin, guys.
Yeah, because getting back to the dating world after a divorce has to be difficult.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been, you know, I haven't done it or even really pursued it. And so, you know, I was nervous about this.
The pony's been in the stable for a long time. And the pony's just learning to get out and run again.
And it just wants to run wild. And you know, the other part of it, too, I will say, for her to find out that the pony needs to run wild, it's like, well, maybe she wants to put a pony in a stable. And so if she's meeting a wild horse, she'd rather have a tame one.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm a little lost.
What the hell are you talking about?
Aside from the indoor sky, I mean, I guess that sums me up. It's like, we didn't go skydiving. We went indoor skydiving.
All right, Elliot, the big pony. We're going to play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure it out for you. And maybe get you another date if you still want one after you hear why, okay?
All righty.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next. I'm personally excited to watch the pony run.
Just thinking of a wild horse.
Watch Elliot, who's on the phone right now for a first date follow-up, get out of the stable and let the hair whip through his mane as he runs down an open field, seeing if he can get another date with Zoe, who's ghosting him. Elliot, just refresh everybody's memory on your situation before we give her a call.
Yeah, so we're friends of friends, so we were introduced that way, and I thought it'd be fun to go indoor skydiving. Turns out she was really nervous about it and didn't like it, so part of me is like, maybe that's why she's ghosting me, or it's the fact that I'm divorced, but we had a really nice dinner together afterward, and I haven't heard since.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, and we'll see if we can figure it out for you.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Zoe, please?
Yeah, this is Zoe.
Hey, Zoe, how are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
I'm Nina.
I'm Victoria. I'm also on the show.
So many people here. Okay.
Yeah, there's three of us on the phone right now. And we're calling you because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you. So we needed to ask you a question, if that's okay.
Oh, no, I'm nervous. Should I be nervous?
I don't think so.
Yeah. We're on the phone because we do a segment called the First Date Follow-Up, where if somebody goes on a date and gets ghosted, they can email us to get the other person on the phone and ask why they're ghosting them. We got an email about you from I like to call him a stallion. I don't know why, but a stallion named Elliot.
Oh, Elliot. Oh, I thought when you were talking about the first date thing, it was probably Elliot. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he says it's been a few weeks since you talked to him, and he wants to know why. Do you mind telling us?
Yeah, sure. Weird. I actually had a really good time on the date with Elliot. I mean, sort of. Like, I don't know if he told you, but he took me indoor skydiving, which I was not a fan of. I'm afraid of heights. And anyway, but he did it, and, like, I tried, and it was a no, but I watched him, and anyway, it was fine. And then we went to dinner and we had fun. I don't know why I'm not getting back to him. I think maybe there's a little piece of me that is concerned about him being divorced.
Okay.
I haven't been married before, and I don't know. I just feel like if he's coming out of a divorce, is he going to want to be like just dating around? Mm. How serious does he want to be? I don't know. I guess it just kind of concerns me a little.
What do you want, Zoe?
Well, I'm looking for a life partner. Like, I want to be with someone. I want to find my person.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just hard to know, like, he's been there, done that, and is he going to want to do it again? We had a good conversation about it, but, like, I just can't help but think that if somebody's been through it once and been divorced, they just may not want to do that again. Like, they may be a little gun-shy about it, or
I think that's a fair concern, you know, being a little gun shy about it. And especially depending on how recently he got out of the relationship. It's kind of interesting that this is new territory, especially right now. I don't know if it's post pandemic that everybody in the waters is freshly divorced. So you ask yourself, you know, what does that mean for a person who's never been married to be dating somebody in that space? And I mean, honesty in asking him what's going on. But I think you're right, Zoe, in a little bit of a hesitation because I don't think he knows what he wants. In my experience, they generally don't know what they want. So it's kind of harder for someone who does to maneuver that type of relationship.
It'd be an interesting situation to be in. I'm married, but if I wasn't, if we ended up getting a divorce or whatever, and I got back into the dating world, my head would think right now that I would probably be like, I'm never going down that road again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I would. So I would also be very confused. I would be a confused little stallion like mm-hmm. Elliot is.
Mm-hmm.
He was stabled up for a long time, Zoe. You know?
I know.
Now he's out there running around the field and has no idea what he's doing.
And it's like, is it worth roping him when you know he needs to be wild?
Yeah.
Right.
Because it hurts, right. Let me
and
tell
he's
you.
So nice. Yeah, and I don't want to like waste a bunch of my time and potentially get really attached to someone.
Well, thank you for telling us why you're ghosting him. I mean, I wonder where his head's at. Yeah. Do you ever want to find out where Elliot's head is at with everything?
I do. I actually really do. And like, I guess like I feel like I want to apologize to him because ghosting someone is rude. And like, I feel like that's not me, but I don't know. I feel kind of bad about it because he really is awesome. Like he's a cool guy and yeah, I do want to know.
Okay, cool. Well, that's handy because he's actually on the phone and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
Hi, Elliot.
How's it going?
Well, good. I'm sorry. I feel bad.
Oh, don't feel bad. I get it. It's weird. It's weird for me being divorced, and I never wanted to be divorced. But that also means I didn't get divorced because I don't like marriage. I got divorced because it didn't work between me and the other person. So, you know, I'm not looking to graze many pastures. That sounds pretty bad.
I love the analogy. Elliot, I feel like I need to apologize to you too, because I was speculating on how you may be feeling at this point. So I don't want to put words into your mouth. I want to let you explain yourself, honestly.
Yeah, no. So it's like, I don't want to be dating very long. If the first date I find the person I want to spend the rest of my life with, then that's bully for me and the other person. It's like, so no, I'm not looking to date. I'm looking to find the right person, and I thought we clicked. So that's why I kind of went down this route.
Oh, that's awesome! I thought we clicked too. That's great.
It's a whole lot of clicking going on.
I know.
Zoe, would you like to go on another date with Elliot? We'll pay for it.
Oh my gosh! Even better. Yes, totally.
Saddle him up.
Congratulations, Elliot.
All right.
You're getting out of the stable again.
Yeah.
Yee!
Elliot's a happy stallion. I love it. Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, have so much fun.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.